today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Monday, is the 22nd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of the month of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we read chapter Maryam, verses 21 to 23.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qala kadhalika qala rabbuki huwa 'alayya hayyinun wa linaj'alahu ayatan lin-nas wa linaj'alahu للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا.
He said, thus it will be. Your Lord says, it is easy for me, and we will make him a sign to the people and a mercy from us, and it is a matter already decreed.
فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا.
So she conceived him, and she withdrew with him to a remote place.
فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا.
And the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She said, oh, I wish I had died before this and was in oblivion, forgotten.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The divine angel is the guise of a man, appeared before Mary and blew on her so that she became pregnant. Then Mary went to a distant place, for she was worried about the accusation of people who did not know the matter, or because a pregnant woman needs comfort and a quiet environment. However, when the angel saw Mary's surprise at hearing that glad tidings, he told her that Allah's command was exactly what he had said to her, and that her Lord announced that creating a child out of a virgin was not difficult for him.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
What is the status of Jesus in Islam? Only on today's special by IRIB English Radio. Allah sent all the prophets and messengers as light bearers to humanity. They all came with the purpose of upholding the truth, maintaining justice, and bringing men closer to his Lord. In accomplishing this task, Prophet Muhammad, as well as other prophets, had no undergo a series of difficulties, hardships, and torment to make people grasp and believe in the message brought to them. Muslims believe in all the prophets and messengers of Allah. Also, Muslims respect and honor all of them without any discrimination. Muslims and Christians differ in their theology, views about Allah, and their Christology, views about Christ, but they both believe in the same Allah and in the same Jesus. There should be better understanding and better relations among them.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. There's a Quranic surah, chapter, named after Mary. And it shows that how in the Islamic teachings, Mary is venerated. We find that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that when Jesus Christ was born, yet a child, an infant, Jesus Christ started answering people's questions. And, the inquiries, how would it be possible for a girl, without having got married, to give birth to an infant, and that infant, or that special, that exceptional infant was none but Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, when he's still an infant, just a few days after being born, he indicated it in this way. And the precise and exact words of Jesus Christ are indicated in the Holy Quran. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Jesus Christ said, I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتَانِي الْكِتَابِ He has given me the scripture. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا and has selected me and has made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا إِنَّمَا كُنْتِ and has made me blessed wherever I have or wherever I am.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The continuation of today's special and the Gospel of the Shia of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, the importance of spiritual discipline is emphasized by Imam Ali alayhi salam when he describes the austerities of Jesus. It is reported that Imam Ali said in one of his sermons, "If you like, I will tell you about Jesus, the son of Mary. He used a stone as his pillow, wore coarse clothing, and ate rough food. His stew was hunger, and his lamp in the night was the moon. His shade in the winter was the east of earth and its west. His fruit and his basil were what grew from the earth for the cattle. He had no wife to try him and no son to grieve him. He had no wealth to distract him, nor greed to abase him. He had no mount to ride but his feet, and none were his servant but his own two hands." The words of Jesus, peace be upon him. Moderation in food and sleep. Prophet Jesus said, "O children of Israel, do not be excessive in eating, for those who are excessive in eating are excessive in sleeping. And those who are excessive in sleeping are deficient in praying. And of those who are deficient in praying, it is written that they are negligent. Jesus, the Son of Mary, stood up among the children of Israel to preach. He said, O children of Israel, do not eat before you become hungry, and when you become hungry, eat, but do not eat your fill. Because when you eat your fill, your necks become thick, and your sides grow fat, and you forget your Lord.
So we see that Jesus clearly says in the Bible that only God is absolute goodness. Don't call me goodness. Yes, it was good. It was being humble. But only God is absolute goodness. So when you have a verse like that, what does that tell you? Is He God or no? According to the Bible. We're not talking about Islamic teachings now. We're talking about the current Bible. So we see that there are actual verses in the Bible that indicate He was not God. Nowhere in the Bible did He ask people to worship Him. This is something that came, you know, later. In fact, the Bible has two references to Jesus. So He's definitely not God. Yes, there are references that He's the Son of God. But what does the Son of God mean though? According to the Bible, is Jesus the only Son of God? Or were there other sons of God? What does the Bible say? Yes, according to the Bible, Jesus is not the only Son of God. In fact, you have many sons of God. In Jacob, with respect to Prophet Jacob, alayhisalam, Ya'qub, if you look at Exodus 4:22, what does it say? Jacob is God's son and firstborn. Israel is my son. Israel is the name of Ya'qub. Even the Quran mentions that. Even my firstborn. So we see that Ya'qub alayhi salam is considered to be the son of God. You will find in 2 Samuel 7:13-1, Solomon, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, is also considered what? God's son according to the Bible. And I'll read you the exact verse. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. So it's not only Jesus who's being the Son of God, which tells us what is the meaning of Son of God, right? Is it to be taken literal? Or no, this is metaphoric. Meaning these prophets of God, like a son who's obedient to his father, he listens to his father, he cares about the commandments of his father. They were considered sons of God because they did God's work on earth. That is exactly how we should understand Jesus alayhi salam being the Son of God. It doesn't mean that he's literally the Son of God, he's divine, he's part of God. No. Otherwise, you have all these prophets, they're considered sons of God. Should we just start worshiping now? They're all divine? No. No one accepts that. That's the first point. The second point, in fact, in the Bible, you have more verses calling Jesus, alayhi salam, the Son of Man, than you have verses that call Him the Son of God. Tens and tens of verses in the Bible that refer to Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, as what? The Son of Man. Now, of course, he had no father. So what does the Son of Man mean? That he's human. He's not divine. He's a human, just like any other human being.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. And shall we continue this topic? So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
Ya man ataita fazidta hubbana as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana
أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate